scared them?
Well, they thought I was dead because they said I lay on the ground a while, but...
Hmm.
When I broke my back, it sounded... You ever break a broom handle or anything, just take a board and break it and how loud it snapped?
Mm-hmm.
When it did that, a blaze of fire went through my eyes. Red, just like a big... red ball of fire exploded right in front of me, see?
Hmm.
Now,
well, what, did you have to be in the hospital for a while?
Yeah, I did go to the hospital.
Huh.
Like to pull my leg off, like tore my ear off, like to pull my shoulder off. Seemed like I fell for 30 minutes before I hit the ground. My life all come for me.
What were you doing up the tree anyway?
I was getting trashed in pecans, and I was right in the tip, popping the limb, just sheared off. And I didn't have a hold of nothing.
Ooh.
I was walking with my hands and feet,
uh-huh.
And at that time, and I said, well, I'll put my arms, it'll pull my arms off. So I held my hands just like this, and I went straight, falling just like that.
Yeah.
And you know, that distance, I said, it'll kill me, you know, I can't, all at once, I hit a limb, and it turned me upside down, and hooked it here, and tore the end of my shoe off, and my toenail, and blood came out. Well, I started falling, my head straight down. I said,
dear.
That's going to break my back. And all at once, I come down by a limb, and hit my shoulder. And I broke my shoulder and tore my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it straightened me up. Then I started falling, sitting down. I said, well, I'm going to live.
Golly.
All right. I fell between two posts about this far apart.
About four feet apart? Three feet apart?
Yeah, I could reach them.
Oh.
If I fell on them posts, of course, it went through my body. I
could
die. You think God's not for you? And there's a wire fence, and I fell just... carried the fence thumb down to the ground and bushes and all.
Incredible.
And there was them posts, these old bulldog posts.
Yeah.
Not that big around. And there I went, it couldn't have measured it any center, and I fell right between.
Isn't that something? Boy.
And when I saw that, I said, you know, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah. Somebody's looking after you, that's for sure.
Yeah. Of course, my back.
I bet you were sore for a while.
Sore? I never has got very well. It swelled up my knee. I went to the doctor with that, and he said there's nothing broke on it. But it turned black and blue and got... Well, it like pulled that leg plumb off, see? Hooked it here and hooked it there. And I stopped it kind of just for a little bit, and I went on through that. And slowing me down as I fell right down the trunk of the tree, you know.
That might have been good, you know.
Yeah, I went right down through all them, you know, as you go down, and more limbs are coming out.
Yeah.
Well, I just went all through them big old...
That's amazing. But you went all that way down and only hit one.
Mm-hmm. Like these people fall out of a parachute and didn't open and live. They don't know why. They survived.
Yeah. That's somebody's looking after them when that happens, too.
Yeah, and I've had so many close calls. I've drowned twice, actually. When I was about 5 years old, I went under. My sister, older sister, grabbed me. See this thing right here?
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old.
The back of your heel.
She got
there?
That hamstring. She couldn't swim. She reached. She's holding up a tree, and she reached out and got me. And I was done going just straight down.
Yeah.
And she got me by here and pulled me out.
By your heel.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
And she couldn't swim. If she'd have missed my foot, there would have been nothing of me. So about when I was 10 years old, I slipped off in the creek, and oldest brother didn't swim it. I was up there watching. And I began to slide, and I couldn't do nothing, but just down I went in that water, and I wasn't afraid. I had my eyes open, and I was looking down that water, and I was down under there. Never did breathe, didn't get stronger. And my oldest brother dove in there and got me out.
He did.
I didn't even feel like nothing ever happened to me.
You weren't scared?
Not scared of me.
Why not?
I was too little, I guess. I was 10 years old.
Probably so, yeah.
I don't know why I wasn't scared.
Well, did you learn to swim?
I did later.
Uh-huh.
But no, if they hadn't saw me, what if they hadn't even saw me and didn't know where I was? I'd been underwater, and they wouldn't know. They wouldn't pay no attention to me.
Uh-huh.
They was way off, you know, up there swimming.
Yeah.
But I went in about 30 foot of water.
That
water. I remember how blue it was and had my eyes open. I could see.
You probably just thought it was interesting.
Well,
look at all this water.
But that's, see how those things, God.
I bet it scared you when you came back up.
No, I've never been scared, but I'm afraid of water as you are a rattlesnake.
Really?
Oh, goodness.
My mother's that way.